I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Have you seen this video of this man sitting in the back?
Oh, yeah. I saw that you tweeted it.
Yeah, did you watch the video?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a man. He's sitting in the back seat of the plane, which means his seat does not recline. The woman directly in front of him reclines her seat into this man. And so he starts punching her seat from his spot. And she's like, is there something tapping on my seat?
She looks like she's in a bounce house.
Physically, I thought when I watched it the first time that there was just a lot of turbulence. I didn't realize that he was physically making this happen. So she picks her phone up and videos him hitting the seat.
And he's not stopping.
No. It might have encouraged him to do it even more. Who's wrong there? Is there a clear answer as to, you know, like, did he say, ma'am, I'm trying to work on my laptop. Would you mind not reclining your seat? Which is a weird conversation to have in a confined space when you are in it to win it for the duration of that flight. Mm-hmm. If her seat can recline, does she have the right to recline her seat? Are you just SOL if you're the last seat in the plane and you just have to deal with whatever the person in front of you does? Should she have not done that? Should he be allowed to punch on her seat?
Keep in mind that these seats recline like 1 inch.
Yeah.
It's not as if it's right in your mouth. She's not going all the way back in his face.
Yeah, but you don't, 1 inch, I don't know, it's more than 1 inch. It's
okay.
It's more
let's
than
say
one
it's
inch.
A couple inches.
But it's still, I mean,
it's not that much.
There's no extra space to spare on most planes. And it's, if we're talking a matter of inches, it is definitely, if you're taking that space, you're taking it away from somebody.
Mm-hmm. Are you on the side of the guy?
I don't know that this kind of goes back to when we were talking about parenting before. Like, I understand emotions happen and you can have a reaction and a feeling, but I don't know that punching her seat repeatedly is the right way to go about it. But
yeah. I think that much of a disruption during a flight is chaos. You're in a confined space with a lot of people. Just talk to the lady and say, you know, I really need this space. I was working on this and that. I feel claustrophobic. Do you mind?
We don't know if that conversation might have already happened before the video started, though.
And in that case, if she's like, nope, sorry, deal with it, I would think that she's kind of the butt. I would think that she might be the butt in this situation. If she's like, actually, sorry, I'm reclining my seat. Don't care if they had that conversation.
They could have had some sort of altercation in the walk to their seats where she decided she was going to sit down and recline. You know, I just look at this and I feel like that right there, this man punching on this seat and trying to be, as you said, a butt to her and her doing it to be a butt back to him, is really everything that we consume on a daily basis in politics. There's nothing being attempted to be solved in that scenario. It is only escalating to make it worse. In an airplane, depending on how long they have left on their flight, it could get nasty and worse. And there's no, like, you go to your corners. Mm-mm. There's no corners. You're in a very confined space. So do you... I guess in that situation, you would talk to the flight attendant?
Well, apparently the flight attendant said
she can recline.
She was on the side of the guy. She said, well, I'm sorry that she's doing this to you. Can I give you a free mini bottle of rum?
He shouldn't have been hitting
her. Yeah, that'll
her
make
seat
it better.
Like that.
Yeah. There's booze.
That's so childish to be hitting
firmly,
someone's seat.
Assuming
like
there's
that.
Not some broader context to this video, I am firmly in the camp of the woman on this one, because what does he can't recline because he's in the back seat. I get that. But that's sorry, buddy. You got the back seat. What does he want everybody in front of him to all not recline? Because if she doesn't and somebody in front of her does, then she would have the same right as he does to push back on that person.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.